A big Chrysler pulled into the lot, and a white-haired man got out. I recognized him, but I didn't know his name. He slowly walked to the building entrance. He didn't seem alarmed or yell out, "Help, there's a crazy woman hiding in the bushes." So I felt secure that I was well hidden. I squinted at my watch in the dark. 9:45. Waiting wasn't among my favorite pastimes. I was hungry and bored and uncomfortable. There are probably people who put waiting time to good use, organizing thoughts, composing chore lists, sinking into constructive introspection. Waiting, for me, was sensory deprivation, a black hole, downtime. I was still waiting at 11 o'clock. I was cranky, and I had to go to the bathroom. Somehow, I managed to sit there for another hour and a half. I was reviewing my options, considering a new plan, when it started to rain. The drops were big and lazy, falling in slow motion, spattering on the azalea bushes, leaving their imprint on the hard-packed dirt where I sat, encouraging musty smells reminiscent of cobwebs and crawl spaces to rise up from the earth. I sat with my back pressed against the building and my legs drawn up to my chest. With the exception of an occasional renegade drop, I was untouched by the rain. After a few minutes, the tempo evened out. The drops grew small and consistent, and the wind picked up. Water pooled on the black macadam, catching clots of reflective light, and the rain beaded on the shiny red paint of the Cherokee. It was a wonderful night to be in bed with a book, listening to the tick, tick, tick of drops on the window and fire escape. It was a lousy night to be crouched behind an azalea bush. The rain had taken to swirling with the wind, catching me in gusts, soaking into my shirt, plastering my hair to my face. By 1 o'clock, I was shivering and miserable, soaking wet, close to peeing in my pants. Not that it would matter. At 1:05, I abandoned the plan. Even if Morelli did show up, which I was beginning to doubt, I wasn't sure I was in good enough shape to make a capture. And I definitely didn't want him to see me with my hair like this.